All right, it's time for a fishing report. Leaf, thanks for coming in, man.
Hey, no problem. Always good to see you.
Have you been out there on the water?
Oh, and how. Yeah. I've been out there. I've been having a great time on the river.
Moving water.
Yep. You know, I'm still really, really looking forward to my first chance to head out into the hills, hoping that it's going to fall together here in the next week, and I'll get my shot at heading up into the little lake and the sawtooth that I've had my eye on. But in the meantime, man, the river has just been incredible. And coming down and shaping up to just pretty much prime form now. And it's already hopper season, so, you know, the bulk of what I've been doing is just, you know, throwing some hoppers, throwing some stimulators, you know, some stone imitations, both adult and nymph. When it gets too windy, I've been doing a little bit of nymphing just because the dry fly pattern will kind of fly around and do crazy stuff with the wind. Mm-hmm. And with the nymph, you can get it, the heavy nymph, to hold your gear to the bottom of the river, hopefully not, you know, for good, but bump along there and not have the same problems that the wind would give your dry fly. So, you know, bust it out if it's windy as far as the nymph system goes, but other than that, a whole lot of great dry fly activity right now.
Well, that's kind of where you left us last week, and mm-hmm. So that's holding pat. And you say you're going to take your first trip up to the mountains. What kind of gear are you taking when you get up high onto some of those lakes up there?
Well, you know, generally a lighter pole is always funner, but you also need to remember that you might have to cast a ways from the bank and there may be some wind, so I recommend right about a 3-4, and you know, if you feel like you might want a little extra backbone on the throw, you could take a 5, but a 3 or a 4 should do, and some people get crazy and take a 2 and even a 1. That's not something I do, because a lot of the time I'm after some pretty big fish. Right now, you know, one of the recommendations I would have would be to go and check out Duffy Lake. It's a really nice lake. It's coming around on time with some really big fish in there. And it's kind of an interesting one to try to access. I've seen people lost on my way out of Oval trying to find their way into Duffy, and it's not that trail. It looks kind of like it on a map, but you want to find the Scaffold Ridge Trail, and that basically just follows the north side of the Buttermilk drainage, and it's a small trail, but you find it on your Green Trails map. You know, check any of the tackle stores here in town, and they'll have the Green Trails maps for you. So, you know, if you get a chance, check out Duffy.
Okay. And before we leave High Mountain Lakes, is there any lake that you'd recommend taking a float tube into, something close for folks?
You know, I know that if you take a float tube to Rock Lakes, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
That is really kind of mandatory unless you're just throwing a spinning rod. And even when you're throwing a spinning rod, it's kind of a corridor through some lily pads at first there that you have to throw, which cuts down the radius of your available shots. And so to get out there in a float tube and, you know, just throw a woolly booger. I don't even really bother to troll in those lakes because they're pretty small, so it's hard to get a lap in before you got a turn, you know. And But take that woolly booger, throw it at the lily pads in the lower Rock Lake. You'll be really excited. Big cutthroat in there. And then you know, I recommend probably deflate your tube so you don't get any holes in it. Put it back in your pack and head up to Rock Lake for the evening, the upper Rock Lake, I should say, which is full of wild brook trout that are just incredible, everywhere from, you know, 9 inches to, I've even seen some 16-inch brook trout in there.
Cool. So before we leave today's fishing report, maybe hit once again your techniques for bouncing the flies just off the shore and bring it back in, mending and all that. Just maybe go through that for folks.
Well, yeah, you know, with the river, that technique is kind of changing day by day. So, you know, it's still a pretty good idea to stay pretty close to the bank with your shots. But right now, with the river coming down, there's less turbulence, and so they're getting a chance to kind of stretch their fins, as it were, and get out into more of the, you know, the obvious trout lies behind boulders and in a nice seam. I've still been getting a lot of very big fish in the larger holes, but I'm also seeing them back in their yearly haunts. I caught one, you know, the other day that I had caught about 1.8 years ago, and it's probably gained about 1 3/4 pound, and I've caught him in the same hole just the other day.
You're positive it's the same guy?
Oh yeah, I'll let you check out the pictures. It's unmistakable. And you know, the West Slope cutthroat are known to spend their whole life in 1 to 2 miles of stream, usually the same hole every year, so you can kind of watch your old friends show up at this time of the year. And you know, maybe greet them with a nicely skated bug. Right now, I really just recommend using some kind of usually foam that has a flat bottom, kind of like a snowboard or ski with the upturned chin on it there, because you really want to be able to get something that doesn't get dumped. Uh-huh. And take it and kind of bring it up past the spot you're really after, kind of in a wiggly sort of natural fluttery motion with your tip, and then drop it back over that fish. But be ready, boy, because they're going to hit with an explosion at that point.
Hey, cool. So I wanted to remind everybody that we are now posting the fish report on the RadioRoot.com website, and I think you're going to be having your own show. Hopefully you'll be maybe getting some videos or something like that. I know we've had some good ones in the past.
Yeah, we'll be able to have a little bit of a multimedia experience for you there. And my good friend Brandon Pasley's produced some great films for us.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, we'll be able to show those to you. So, you know, get your gear down at the Fly Fisherman's Pro Shop at the Mount Gardner Inn or at the Carlton store. They've got the vest pack there. That's the thing I use to keep all my gear in and on myself when I'm out there fishing. I've noticed the tendency of a lot of other people to throw down these big bulky packs because they're too hot. And I can tell you it's been tested through our summer, and with the ventilation that it gives you and the lightness of the thing, you don't even realize it's on there except when you reach in there and you find every bug you need. So
cool.
Once again, you know, go check out Greg and Jeff's selection in their pro shops at the Carlton store, at the Fly Fisherman's Pro Shop. And hey, everybody, stay cool, fish on.